by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Then leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham. She's a fourth-term member of Congress. Announced yesterday morning her bid for the U.S. Senate, becoming the third big-name Democrat to declare for the post. Touting her ties to the Michigan's automobile industry from an early age, to her time as chief of staff for Barack Obama's auto task force during the Great Recession. Stevens played up in her two-minute introductory video the fact that she's from the great state of Michigan. Michigan shaped me. It's not just what I sound like, it is who I am, Stevens says in the video. After recording parts of the video last week, Stevens talked at a press conference at Corwell Health's Beaumont University Hospital about her commitments as a fourth-term member of Congress. She says, I'm going to continue to not only fight for Medicaid here in the state of Michigan, but I'm actually going to fight to expand it. I'm going to fight for the families who walk through this door. I'm going to fight for the medical professionals. I'm going to fight for the janitor who keeps this place clean. In her fundraising email, Stevens stressed her ability to win in competitive districts. Right now, the Cook Political Report is rating our race as a toss-up. That means we're already one of the GOP's top targets for defeat. Just last year, they spent nearly $80 million trying to buy the Michigan Senate seat. And they came up only 0.3% short. So I need your early support to win. Of course, she was referring to Elisa Slotkin's victory over Mike Rogers by only 20,000 some votes. She graduated from Seaholm High School in Birmingham. She earned a master's degree in social policy and philosophy and a bachelor's in political science and philosophy from American University in Washington, D.C. She said she lived in Chicago for about 6 years after graduation before coming back to Southeast Michigan shortly before running for Congress. prior to her public service, she led a national workforce development program and created the country's first online training program for digital manufacturing. Well, Stevens, 42 years old, joins State Senator Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak and Abdul El Sayed, the other two Democrats seeking the nomination to replace retiring U.S. Senator Gary Peters from Oakland County. So more Democrats joining on the Senate side. So far, the only one we have announced is Mike Rogers is running again, his second attempt to become our U.S. Senator. Tudor Dixon is considering it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I got a couple of people who, they come in late to the show. They have to do something. They step away, and they didn't hear what Dr. Jeff was talking about in the first half hour of today's show, or you just missed the last half hour. Well, if you want to stay listening to the show while we're live, if you missed the segment, for example, the first half hour of today's show, basically dedicated to Dr. Jeff, what's going on with him up at Sioux Animal Hospital, just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. You know, Dr. Jeff is on usually 9:15 to 9:30 in the first hour on Wednesdays. So just click on today's Wednesday's Hour 1, Segment 1. Each half hour of the show is put on the website in reverse chronological order. So Hour 1, Segment 1 is going to be after the show today, the sixth one down. Sixth one down will be Hour 1, Segment 1. Second half hour, Hour 1, Segment 2. Then you have Hour 2, Segment 1, Hour 2, Segment 2, Hour 3, Segment 1, Hour 3, Segment 2. That's how those numbers work. The last half hour of the show today, 11:30 to noon, will be at the very top. So anytime you miss a segment, you don't have to text me, hey, what'd you talk about? What's going on with Dr. Jeff? Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com and click on Hour 1, Segment 1 for today's show. I sent Dr. Jeff that information, and I asked him to put it on his social media, Facebook page, other places. We'll see if he does it so people can hear the interview, can hear the information. Now, one thing that the budget is happening right now in Lansing, as the House Appropriations Committee meets, the Senate Appropriations Committee meets, the governor has already issued out her proposal, what she would like. Well, they now want to create a new office in the Senate's budget for Lara. I swear to God, these people, they just continue to amaze me on how they're trying to grow government in Lansing. DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, it is not. However, a proposed regulatory effectiveness office within the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, known as LARA, will attempt to find efficiencies within Michigan's regulatory environment while maintaining consumer protection, but not with the same abrasiveness of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, a state senator said yesterday. The office will come back by March 30th of 2026, next year, with recommendations on how actions the legislature can take to smooth out the state's regulatory process. The new office will also come back with a report on how many days, on average, it takes to approve a license. The new office is part of Senate changes to a department spending plan that ended up being the first budget to move out of the subcommittee for the upcoming 2026 fiscal year budget planning cycle. Democrat Senator Mary Kavanaugh, chair of the Senate's LARA Appropriations Subcommittee, said she took a fine-tooth comb to the $585 million fiscal year proposed budget for 2026 just for LARA, to find $7 million in funding from last year's spending plan for this new office. We wanted to make some cuts, but we also see some shifts in full-time positions to make sure that we can open up this new effective office, Kavanaugh said. Other changes: the Senate's LARA budget includes is Senate Bill 178, retaining the Michigan Saves program that gives out grants and loans to those making clean energy improvements to their homes and businesses. The $5 million program was cut from the governor's proposal, but we brought it back and included a sewer repair component. Other issues, items included would be a new full-time Public Service Commission employee to help consumers with utility issues. They also want to keep the Bureau of Fire Services' $1 million smoke detector program. You know, that's where they give free smoke detectors out to people who can't afford to buy one. They also want to bring back $1 million for the Cannabis Social Equity Program that is funded out of the Marijuana Regulation Fund. The governor cut this program out of her budget as well. Social Equity Program. Unbelievable. Well, a couple other issues in this story. We'll wrap this up here and move on. Department of Insurance and Financial Services budget that moved out of the Senate subcommittee yesterday to the full Appropriations Committee included some very interesting notes. Again, under Senate Bill 178, addresses the public release of legislative and administrative grant requests, but includes on page 15 the following note. How is the State Budget Office supposed to do something on or before the effective date of this act? Well, Senator Lana Tice brought up the staff notes, which she bolded and underlined in the bill's text during yesterday's Appropriations Subcommittee, suggesting that the chair in the subcommittee take some time to proofread recommendations before it was voted on. Chair Kavanaugh rolled through the concern by saying today's vote is the first step in the process and proceeded with the vote without addressing the Republican Lana Tice's concerns. Of course she did. Why? Because the Democrats control the Senate by one seat. All of the chairs of all these committees in Lansing's Senate, state Senate government are chaired by Democrats. Well, both budgets moved out with the Democrats voting yes and Tice voting no. Senator Sylvia Santana, my best friend in the state Senate, besides Jim Runstad, the Democrat, I should say, my Democrat friend, she voted with the chair and outvoted Lana Tice. Now the recommendations go to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. $5 million here, $10 million there. You know, what's it really matter? Hire a new employee for the Michigan Public Service Commission, full-time, with benefits, with retirement benefits, with health insurance, with paid sick days. Just expand government. What part of cutting government do these people not get? Well, we'll see if this goes through. Even the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, eliminated these numbers, but they put it back in. Okay, whatever. Carl Bonack, the weatherman from Negaunee, his House Bill 4287 that exempts federal grants for broadband access expansion from the state corporate income tax received testimony in the House Finance Committee yesterday. Jennifer Greenberg, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Peninsula Fiber Network, said in 2017, federal grants for broadband were exempted from federal corporate income taxes. But under the structure, Michigan didn't tax it under the state's corporate income tax. However, now the federal structure is gone, meaning the funding is subject now to state corporate income tax, and taxpayer dollars are effectively being taxed twice. These bills have a sunset date built into them, since the grants it pertains to have deadlines for the projects that need to be finished by a certain date. The bill, only received testimony, did not get voted out of committee. So we'll see where the House Finance Committee does with this. Basically, trying to avoid the double taxation. If it passes the House, will it pass the Senate, and will the governor sign it? That's where we're at on that. So lots of bills pertaining to the budget. Lots of bills talking about spending our money being discussed down in Lansing. One other quick one, real quick. The Public Safety Violence Prevention Trust Fund passed out of committee and then the House yesterday in a bipartisan fashion, 104-4. The bills implement the program that would create a direct state revenue stream to local law enforcement agencies in high crime areas. $75 million allocated to local agencies, $40 million going directly to the sheriff department. The funding mechanism now needs to be allocated to be made part of the fiscal year 2026 budget. And the money is coming out of sales tax revenue. Bill sponsor Mike Harris, Republican of Clarkston, said that the bill 4260 passing will provide public safety trust funds, but it won't impact any of the $755 million being dispersed to the school aid fund. This will hold the schools harmless and will be provided, including the $3 billion road funding plan. This is the one, of course, the Republicans passed, now being considered by the Senate and the governor. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer, just a little quick side note story, sounding like she is going to be in favor of what the Republicans passed in the House. Definitely something they are going to work together on and see if the governor can ask the Senate to approve it as well. Moving closer and closer, potentially, to a long-term road funding formula. Possibly changing, making amendments to Public Act 51 of 1951. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 3, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Driving business, powering growth.